Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our pilot buddy Michael is going to use Captain Kickass next time he does announcements. I'm your pilot, Captain Kickass.
I want him to do that so bad.
Hey, whoever's piloting my flight today, say Captain Kickass, please. Please say it.
Greetings from the flight deck. This is Captain Kickass.
I want to find out who on the plane listens to the show.
That's with two Z's.
I'll laugh. So you'll hear me laughing back there. But
it'll be like when Sean's on stage. One Tyler right. Cackling in the back.
Mm-hmm. No, there'll be people that listen to the show more than that. They're all flying out of the same city.
Who's older, Carlos Santana or Kim Carnes?
Betty Davis.
Santana. Yep.
Betty Davis eyes for people who are not aware of Kim Carnes.
This is tough because Betty Davis eyes was 81 and she was not a young chick at the time.
No.
And Santana was a high school phenom when he started playing. So Basically, it's real close, I bet, but I'll still go with Santana.
Of course
Santana.
It's close.
Yeah, I'm going
it's
Carlos.
Always close.
I'm
but
going Carlos.
But I know people are thinking, well, Santana's been around longer. No, actually, Mine hasn't. I'll give him a year, though. I'll say Santana.
Santana.
Yeah. I'll say Carlos.
I got to go with Carlos Santana, too.
Carlos Santana is 71 today.
We lost this.
We did.
I know we lost this because Kim Carnes was in town. And I know the guy that ran the arena is a buddy of mine, and he told me how old she was.
Kim Carnes is 73 today.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Betty Davis.
Yeah. Kim Carnes is in town with Little River Band. And apparently Little River Band, Kim Carnes goes up, and her band is Little River Band.
Is it?
Yeah. And then the Little River Band stays on stage. Of course, nobody in that band's original either. You said everybody in Little River Band was like 24.
Yeah, like
and Kim Carnes. And Kim Carnes is 73. I just had this conversation this summer because she was just there. She was at the Rawson. She was at Rawson Arena.
That's
in this city, yeah.
Little River Band's all 24. They're just rocking.
Yeah. Have you heard about the Lonesome Blues?
Just rocking it, yeah.
My dad was in the band. My dad was in the band, one guy said.
She had one other hit that I remember.
Yeah, she did. She did them both that night.
Yeah.
She was on stage for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Duet with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Called Oh,
Don't
yeah.
Fall in Love with a Dreamer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to
go. And don't.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't help but.
Yeah. It'll just break your heart, Craig. It'll just break your heart.
Every time.
Yeah. Every time.
Crush your dreams, man. Yeah.
Ever seen the film The Contender? I'm not familiar.
Who's in it? Sounds familiar.
It does.
Jeff Bridges. And apparently she sings with Jeff Bridges in that movie.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
All right. Great news here. Death from cirrhosis.
Is no longer a thing.
So we can,
it's not good news at all.
No, it's not.
So we can drink all we want. No,
no
big deal?
Death. No, no, no. This is actually bad news.
Right.
Death from cirrhosis, a form of liver damage and liver cancer, have dramatically increased in the last decade.
I saw the story the other day, and it's everybody's just drinking more.
People are just
getting drunk.
It's depressed.
Yeah, but
everything
sucks. They don't come out and say that.
I know, but that's exactly. That's like, God, just say it.
Yeah. No, the news report I saw said younger. People are being affected more, and it's because they're drinking, not only drinking more, but they're drinking like hard alcohol.
Hard alcohol. There's more hard alcohol now drunk
yeah.
than there was when I was that age. Mm-hmm. Everybody just drank beer back then. Yeah. You did some shots once in a while, but I mean, and you did once in a while you drank some vodka and stuff, but basically it was just all beer. Mm. And but, now these kids are drinking
they drink
a lot.
Hard.
Right, yeah. But vodka's still cool?
I hope so.
Oh, that's, you know, I don't recall that in here, but I'm sure it's in the article somewhere. Annual deaths from cirrhosis rose 65% from 1999 to 2016.
Yeah, tell me it's due to brown liquor.
It is. They say it may that the economic crisis of 2008 and unemployment could have been factors. They say there's a connection between increased alcohol use and unemployment.
Well, yeah, you got
associated with the global financial crisis.
Yep. You got to go to work today? No.
Nope.
I'm unemployed. Oh, forget drunk.
Vodka.
Yeah, sounds like my son, Todd. Sounds just like him.
Women experienced a consistent increase in deaths from liver cancer.
Man.
As well.
Yeah.
So they say it's caused by alcohol consumption, obesity, and the hepatitis.
I haven't had a drink in 3 days, but I'll be drinking.
You're going to be okay?
No, I'm drinking the
day. That streak ain't going to continue.
Yeah. No, hell no. I didn't plan on it.
Oh, no.
I'd give it another 4 hours.
Yeah.
No, I got to drive when I land, so I'll be drinking much.
Since 2009, Native Americans, white Americans.
I'll be like Craig. I'm only drinking light beer because I got to drive.
Right.
That was Craig's line.
Sort of. I heard that
you're
one day.
That
I heard that one
I'll tell,
day.
I'll tell the aisle donkey, I just want light beer. Keep it coming because I'm driving.
Since 2009, Native Americans, and this makes it serious, white Americans
and
Hispanic Americans experienced the greatest increase in deaths from cirrhosis.
Yeah,
Asians and Pacific Islanders, their deaths from liver cancer declined.
What about black guys?
We just shoot each other.
No mention now.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing. Yeah, we just shoot each other.
That's a good point. We just shoot each other. Tony said that, by the way.
Tony, he did.
The NAACP just called. They said, don't help.
You ain't helping. They're on speed dial when Tony's here.
Yeah, they really are. They're on the phone with me all the time.
Don't help.
The five states with the lowest liver death rates: Vermont, Maine, Montana, Utah, Nebraska.
Well, it's beer drinking states. Those are all beer drinking states.
Yeah.
You may have something there.
Yeah, you can't swing a bat without hitting some brown
porter,
butter ale somewhere.
As opposed to D.C., they've got the highest liver cancer death rate in the nation, followed by Louisiana, Hawaii,
it's got a little peach flavor at the end of it.
And New Mexico.
Tastes like peanut butter with a little peach at the end. It's great. No, it sucks. Well, give me a freaking beer.
Right. Last Sunday, we went to a sushi place that has all day happy hour. You know.
I know what you're talking about.
And so on their happy hour thing, it says...
Sushi place, Tony. Sushi.
And so...
What are you going to say now? We drink now. Come on.
We fish now.
So
there we go. Go ahead.
Todd nailed it.
So waitress is going through you know, they brew their own beer. And talking about the happy hour, and she said that the domestics were not on happy hour. They've taken that off. So, but she's reading off all these beers that they make there, and I go, I'll just go with a Bud Light.
But you could throw the peanut butter and peach on the side if you'd like.
No, the domestic now. That was kind of hard to say there.
Yeah, there's not an Asian guy in the sushi restaurants. It's Mexican guys making the sushi.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Generally,
they do a good job. They do a good job, man.
Well, in this area, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
A new poll says that U.S. attitudes about Mexico have gotten worse.
I wonder why.
The new Gallup poll shows that 45% of Americans think of Mexico as a friend. 27% think Mexico is an ally.
Yeah, they are.
27%.
Only 20%.
Think Mexico is an
People
ally.
Are just
it
idiots.
Also shows that 20% of us now consider Mexico an enemy of the United States.
Oh my God! No, I don't. You're laughing because you feel so stupid reading that.
It's stunning to me.
I know it is. You always take the good from people.
I do.
And to this day, you even do that.
Yes.
And I wish I had that. I don't have that.
No.
People are
really?
Idiots.
I've not noticed that of you.
Todd, you should know. This is stupid. They're not our enemy.
Of course it is.
All right.
What do you expect?
No, it's not, of course. Yeah. I know, it doesn't surprise me.
They say
me.
It's the most negative
surprises Greg, apparently,
attitudes towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked nearly 20 years ago.
Mexico. No, I'm quite numb to it all. So
yeah, I know.
Nothing's new.
Num, num, num. Mexico.
You can throw the most ridiculous story at me.
I know.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the case.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's the way we're headed.
Yeah. Hence why we drink.
Yeah, hence why there's cirrhosis.
Yes.
That in 08 when the crash obviously didn't help.
But I'm an eternal optimist.
And that's bad. If you're our eternal optimist for the show.
That's the funniest thing you've said all morning, Craig.
Yes, it is. Craig,
can you say it with a straight face?
He's not nothing. He ain't nothing but optimistic.
That's right.
Can you say it with a straight face?
He always says a lot of positive things.
Yeah, that's right.
In meetings.
That's right.
He rallies the troops.
Rainbow
in the
coming out of his ass. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Sometimes we have to tell him, just turn it down, Craig. Yeah. We can't handle that much positive.
Too happy.
Sunshiny face.
Damn, too happy.
Yeah. You can get your ticket for tonight's Mega Millions drawing.
Was it up to 400?
$422 million could be yours tonight.
Take it, move to Mexico.
Yeah.
I get a place somewhere. Get a place on the beach.
I forgot. We don't like
you. You're our enemy.
I got to remember.
I wonder how many.
The cash option's at 254.
I wonder how many expat Ditkas, retired somewhere on the beach in Mexico. If you can get nice places down
Absolutely.
There. I watch those shows all the time.
And there's enclaves of Americans.
Yeah, a ton of them. Expats that live down there and they can buy a beach house and a maid, basically. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how many Ditkas moved down there. Said, too many Mexicans. Somebody said, hey, dude, we're in Mexico. You know that's happened.
Exactly.
That has happened in some white expat bar on the beach in Mexico.
Yeah.
So. By the way,
all these Mexicans.
Expat Ditkas, great band name.
I like that.
The band might suck, but it's a good name.
That those who consider Mexico an enemy of the state
are not going there.
They really don't visit, or they're not thinking about buying any property.
They don't leave their
there.
Neighbor. That's true. That's
right because they can barely afford the property they have here.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if you retire, you can't leave because you don't have your football team.
Yeah, well, once in a while the Cowboys come to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Boom!
But they don't want to go there. There's too many Mexicans. Yeah. You
six.
Can see all the Mexicans in Mexico City.
Like you said, somebody actually
it's like
that.
A city full of them. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
You think they could confine them to one neighborhood, but no. Every neighborhood. Mexicans.
In Mexico City.
Six UC Berkeley police officers are fired after apparently sleeping on the job. An official says a sting operation at Evans Hall, no relation, revealed.
I love the fact that that's where they were sleeping.
You sure about the no relation?
Yeah, you sure? They call it Sleepy Hall.
Evans Hall. I like it.
Sting operation at the Evans Hall Library revealed that the officers were napping on the couch during their overnight shift, as you would.
Yeah.
Many of them are reportedly caught on video saying over the radio that they were checking on campus buildings when they were actually just resting in the library. When they were all confronted about the situation, investigators say they all lied and said, no, we were checking doors.
Yeah.
And so they said, okay, well, then we're going to have to fire you. For being liars. Jesus. Not for sleeping, but for lying about the sleeping.
There's cameras everywhere now,
yes,
man.
Yes, you can't do anything.
Yeah, especially in a dorm. There's going to be cameras in a dorm or a business, on a college
you
campus.
You think the security guys would know where the cameras are.
Yeah, go hide.
In charge of them.
Yeah, you
go
lay
hide.
Around the corner.
Go look to see where the blind spots are and then go sleep there.
You make it too much
you
sense.
You sleep in the bathroom. That's what I did at the nursing home.
No, I think there's a pretty shallow talent pool when it comes to campus cops. Who wants to be a campus cop?
And if you suspect that they're doing something, you're going to put the camera up without telling anybody.
I agree with you, Tom. There's some guy driving to work right now. That's what he does. And he loves us.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd's a dick.
Yeah, but at least that guy's not the overnight campus cop.
No, that guy's driving home right
he
now.
Is.
Oh, that guy's driving home, right.
And
I like my job. Shut up.
Right.
I'm awake.
That guy was
I'm protecting
awake.
Your kids at school. Shut up.
But he's well-rested because he slept overnight.
That's Lindog that said that.
No, I agree with you. We can't worry about hammering everybody. Yeah. We've all walks of life listened to this program. Hell, the naked lady in the roof used to love us when we rocked. But after that last conversation, she hates us now.
No, it was a campus cop that caused me to fail to appear once.
Yeah. Yeah. Good people.
Because it was the middle of the damn night, and I went through one of those, like a crosswalk light. Mm-hmm. And I just blew through the red light. And there was a campus cop nearby.
Yeah.
Busted me, and I didn't pay the ticket. And months later, I got picked up, said, there's a warrant out for your arrest. Yeah, what are you going to do, extradite me? No, we're just going to take you to jail.
Yeah. So we're just going to come get you.
Yeah, we're just going to come get you.
So they put me in jail.
Yeah.
But just for a few hours.
Sort of. Thank goodness you had Tyler.
No, that was a different one.
No.
Oh.
This is a different one?
No.
This is a different one.
They're real cops that busted them, man.
I couldn't have called Tyler where he was and said, hey, can you make it out to the middle of the desert somewhere?
I didn't know him.
He said, who is this?
This is
why
about,
are you bothering me?
Yeah, this is about 60 miles from Phoenix.
Baltimore is banning sugary drinks from kids' menus in restaurants. They say that they want to promote healthy habits in families with young children by making water, milk, and 100% fruit juices the default beverage options on the kids' menu.
Right.
You can still order the sodas and the other sugary drinks for your kids. It's just not on the menu.
So the kid doesn't see it and freak out.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good idea. I got no problem with that.
I thought the parents, the defiant parents.
You can't tell my fat kid what to drink.
Right.
Look at him, he's sweat.
Yeah. Well, now there's something to be said for that. They are growing in numbers.
They
say that 1 in 4 Baltimore high school students are obese.
He's
or
husky.
Is obese.
He's husky. You leave him alone.
Yeah. But
just big boned.
Husky jeans. But the husky jeans now are bigger than they were when they were labeled husky when I was a kid. It was
super
the
husky.
Kid wasn't even that fat.
Yeah, today they changed that to normal. Societal norm.
Screw husky jeans.
Husky is now normal body weight.
Do you have husky jeans?
Yes.
Actually, of course you did. Yeah.
Well, I think
screw
I mean,
husky jeans. Well, that was it was a bad name for him. I wish that was a bad name too.
That is a bad name.
It's the fashion industry's kind way of saying you're a fat kid.
No, but they made husky jeans in all sizes. I had some, and I weighed 130 pounds.
Yeah, they did call them husky jeans.
I was far.
If you were growing, your parents, it was like a proud thing. Hey, if I should wear some husky jeans, you're getting bigger. But you're right, though. It's the connotation now. It does sound like.
Yeah.
And
we're
older than you, Push. I admit, so when we were that age, it was like, husky jeans. You're growing up. You probably need some husky jeans.
It's totally backhanded.
It is backhanded. Totally backhanded. They still make husky jeans?
Oh, I don't think so.
They call them fat ass kids now.
Surely they didn't they change that name a few years ago?
I thought so.
Nope. Here we go. I just Google searched husky jeans and I get a listing from Kohl's.
They're out there starving.
Levi's boys husky jeans.
I have to order husky hats. I got a big old noggin.
Yeah. Now, are they just using that as an adjective or a brand name?
No, it's the Levi's 505 regular fit straight leg jeans in sizes boys 8 to 20 and husky.
So it's not a brand name.
No, it never was a brand name.
No, it was a size.
Yeah. I remember being a size.
Yeah, you can order them in average, slim, or husky. Screw you, fashion industry.
Husky. Son alone.
Get your fat ass back here.
At least if they did that, if they just put on them fat ass, at least it'd be
maybe people try to lose
board.
Weight.
At least it's above board at that point. Stop being backhanded.
Everybody's got husky stuff.
Mm-hmm. Glandular, I should say. Gland problem.
They even have husky jogger pants.
I just had a baby.
I thought that was what jogger pants
I just had a baby
was.
6 years ago.
Levi's.
It's my thyroid jeans.
No, it's your thighs, actually.
Levi's 747s. They're bigger than the 501s.
747s. Wide bodies.
Yeah.
athletic fit jeans, size husky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Instagram has a new indicator. I'm sure all of us are concerned about this in this room, but some people are concerned about this. Instagram has a new indicator that lets people know when you are ignoring them.
Ooh. Pretty obvious.
TechCrunch reported that a green status dot will indicate when a user is active on the app. Instagram says you'll only see status for friends who follow you or people that you've talked to in direct.
That's not fair.
The idea is to increase the time you talk to people you're already talking to.
Now, that's also, people are going to get mad at people for no reason, because the fact is, I'll get a text with somebody that I will talk to, I just can't talk to them right then, and I'll just deal with it later.
Right.
It's not ignoring.
But this is if you're already on the app.
I know, but I could be on the phone and still don't want to get a hold of that person.
Exactly.
So I don't want to talk to him.
Eventually you're going
to
do that with texts. He's looking at his phone, he ain't answering you.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, we can all learn a little bit from Craig.
What's that?
Well, you just
don't be on the Instagram.
Just don't reply.
No, we're not on Instagram, but
just don't reply. That's right, Craig.
I reply some. Most of the time.
Just give me a thumbs up emoji. That's all I care.
Yeah.
Thumbs up emoji.
Or black fist. Send me the black fist.
Black fist. I will.
Yeah, but you like that for different reasons.
I'll give you the brown fist. Give you the brown fist.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.